Dear Mom, thank you for giving me life. It is the most infuriating and painful and heartbreaking and confusing and contradictory and breathtaking, literally, and magical and wonderful and beautiful and perfect and ultimately indescribable gift. Living in New York City, I am possibly the most aware I've ever been of my life's preciousness. I'm surrounded almost constantly by all of my lifelong dreams, sitting side by side among all of my lifelong nightmares. And I'm surrounded also by millions of other people who are feeling the exact same way I am. And I know this, even though most of us will never speak words to one another. We may not even speak the same languages. But we breathe the same stinking air and sit side by side on subway cars, riding up and down our 13-mile island to millions of different places in pursuit of millions of different objectives. And the commonality we all share, we all have a mother. But only I, well, Kenny too, only I have you. My life is precious because I have you as my mom. I realize my babies, your grandchildren, the things I will mother, are destined to be dogs and musicals, and I hope that's okay with you. I know that's okay with you. I know that's okay because it is from you that I learned tolerance. And in the area of tolerance, you are without peer. You taught me from childhood that everyone, everything is worthy of and is best met with my open mind and my love. It is because of your teaching that I knew to dance before I could fully walk, because dance nurtures the soul and guides movement best. It's because of your teaching that I knew at 3 years old to befriend the Indian girl with a birthmark on her face without thought to her appearance, but only because she was in my preschool class and she was playing in the sandbox in a sink. And I too thought that playing in a sandbox in a sink indoors would be cool. Let me rephrase that more simply. It's a memory from when I was three. Because of your teachings on tolerance, you taught me to find my people based first and foremost on where my heart led. Because of that lesson, 2 years later, in first grade, I instinctively befriended the new girl with the 1,000 tiny braids in her hair because I loved the music the beads in her hair made when she moved. Because, hey, my hair made no music when I moved, and I thought that was awesome. And I wanted to know about what her story was because obviously she had a cool one. You taught me to pursue friendships based on curiosity about differences and the benefits of open dialogue. And hey, that girl with the musical hair turned out to be a literal African princess. I learned to communicate openly and from a place of always wanting to be a student, wanting to listen and to learn, and to admit all I don't know but want to. You taught me to love learning. And my love of learning led me to embrace school and art and sports and dance and nature and science and writing and just everything. You've asked me before where my love of travel comes from, because you and Dad don't really travel, and you wondered where I picked that up. I learned it from you, actually, really, because movement, dance, plus a curiosity about others, plus tolerance, plus a love of learning. That all evolves into a love of travel. Because you taught me to find a more innate comfort that I can channel even in uncomfortable and seemingly impossible circumstances. Because of this, I am, forever resilient and able to rise to challenges. Like when I was a kid, and Aunt Marianne left. And Grandma Mazur's dog Angel had to be put to sleep. And when Dad was laid off, and Grandpa Mazur died. And when I lived abroad the first time in Mexico, and I went to a Star Wars movie in Spanish, and while I was gone, all the clothes were stolen out of my hotel room. But I kept wanting to travel and wanting to watch Star Wars movies. When my joints gave out and I couldn't dance the same. when I didn't get into Harvard, or even initially Villanova's honors program. When I lived abroad again in Madrid and was assigned a senora, a house mom, who thought my life choice to wear thongs meant that I was a whore, when I really wasn't. I was resilient when Grandma Mazur died, and with her, not to be too cliche, the music, her piano. I was resilient and able to take on the challenge when it didn't make financial sense for me to move to New York and get my MFA in writing right out of college, even though I'd been accepted and even though it was my dream. Speaking of cliches, you did literally teach me that my will can find a way. You taught me that my dreams can take time and that they can manifest in unexpected ways, which is why I can acknowledge that I am finally, 13 years later, living my dream of living in New York City, riding up and down a 13-mile island, pursuing a career in writing. And hey, 13 has always been my lucky number. This brings us back, right back, to the beginning, to the subject of your grandchildren, my children, what I will mother, and how it's going to be dogs and musicals. Well, Mom, I already gave you the dog. I gave you the best dog. So now it's time for some musicals. And this labor, this first musical, it's going to be long and slow. It's going to take years. It's going to be painful. So please, Mom, I beg you, do what you can to stay healthy. Stick around. Visit when you can. Because in writing this first musical, I'm just doing what you taught me. I'm passing on your legacy. Family comes from everywhere. Everyone, everything is best met with my open mind and my love. Tolerance, if taught effectively, is as effortless as breathing. Dancing is necessary for a full life. Thank you for mine. I promise to always dance, however my body will allow. With love from your daughter, your child, the life you chose to pass on in the form of me, Juliet Messerschmidt Jr. P.S. Thank you for my name. It is amazing and an efficient sorting system for first impressions. Some quick examples. One, people who know about the World War II fighter plane, the Messerschmitt, they're usually awesome humans. Two, people who think female juniors aren't a thing, they're usually assholes. Three, people who, upon meeting me, break into song, John Jacob Julie Messerschmitt, that's my name too. They're my soul tribe. XO.